From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I'm out of going fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy, it's a lazy day.
It's a lazy day.
And now here he is, the Bernard McFadden of the kindergarten set, Smiley Burnett!
Man, I feel good. Boy, do I look good?
Yeah, oh, you do. That's good.
Full of pep. That's me.
Well, listen, I think that's awful fine, Smiley, because I wanted to ask you a question.
Good. What do you want to know, bub?
Well, I was wondering if I have grounds for divorce.
Are you married? For sure. Well, then you got grounds for divorce. I knew a fella one time that spent 10 years in the pen for arson. And when he got out, his wife divorced him because he's afraid to start a fire in the kitchen stove. McCory's wife charged him with careless driving yesterday.
Why, that's funny. McCory's a good driver.
Well, I know, but his carelessness was driving with another woman.
Oh. Say, Smiley, do you think McCory married his wife just because her aunt left her a fortune?
Oh, that's silly, Joe. I think he'd have married her no matter who left her the money.
I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine.
George Brown, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, she does a nice job of singing. Say, folks, you know, we really appreciate our sponsor, and we appreciate you folks that patronize him, too, by buying his product. And we'd like right now, especially for you to listen, because he's got a message for you.
Thank you.
Monbeck play the guitar there, man. He just shivers like one of them hairless dogs down there. Chihuahua, don't he? I noticed another thing. At all time he's playing that guitar, his fingers never left his hand.
He's good. You know, Smiley, the boys are all going to get together now with something that's mighty, mighty fine. It's a spiritual. It's called Open Up Them Pearly Gates.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you chillin', if you want to go to heaven, heaven, you better get down on your knees and pray. Well, now, all you lying sinners, you better quit shooting that 7-Eleven. Get ready for that judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Open up them pearly gates for me. I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, go out to that chicken roost and ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. Well, now you'd better turn them chickens loose, or you'll die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Home yesterday with Duffel One Bunny riding double on his bicycle, and as we passed Dr. Ashton Wheelwright's chiropractic office, I just glanced in long enough to see Doc and Whipple K. Murtry, the algebra teacher at the high school, putting something together on the floor of the waiting room. I just couldn't stand it not to know what they was doing, so we turned around too quick and spilt me and Duffel both, skint me up a little. But we went back to the doc's office, and I says, Doc, what you and Mr. Murtry are doing anyhow? Well, Mr. Murtry says we are trying to put together an educational toy that I advise Doc Ashton to send for. It's for his son, Lacey Charles. It's designed to adjust the child to the world of today. Any way he puts her together is going to be wrong. Doc Wheelwright, he likes to frame sins and hang them in the waiting room. I like this one. It was really a dandy. It says, a woman is a strange animal that can tear through an 18-inch aisle in a crowded store and then go home and knock the doors off a 12-foot garage. I always enjoyed making pictures with old Gene Ostrich. You know that? My old buddy. I started out with him. A good many years ago, I made a cowboy picture and I sung this song called Just Imagine That. I was a soldier in it. Start me off on something here, will you? I've been a-doing some thinking about the things that don't suit me. Oh, the way they're doing lots of things, we simply can't agree. Now, if the bugler in the army had only stayed at home, everything would be fine. I'm biding my time. I got an army all my own. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Now, can't you see me strutting around? A one-man army taking the town. A-blowing that bugle and a-beating that drum. Look out, gals, cause here I come. Just imagine that in a major's hat. Oh, what a grand day that will be. When the bugler blows on your feet, I'll turn over and go back to sleep. Imagine that. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Woo-hoo! Just imagine that. Oh, this army's not the place for me. I like my marching in the shade of a tree. When I have an army, won't it be gay? Blowing mess call 10 times a day. Just imagine that. All lean, no fat. No more ugly sergeants will I see. Goodbye, hardtack, navy beans. Coffee won't taste like kerosene. Imagine that. Just imagine that. Thank you. try to say something funny to make the folks laugh at the close of our show, because I like to make people happy, but this time I'm going to get serious. Folks, I've been thinking about our good neighbors up in Canada, and I've been thinking how wonderful it would be if all the nations in the world could be as good neighbors as Canada and the United States. I want you folks all over Canada to know that we appreciate nice people like you, and particularly all the nice letters that you've been sending. The ones you sent to me, boy, just makes me feel better all over more than it does anywhere else. You know that? Our address, by the way, is Box 100, Box 100, Studio City, California, and you can write to any member of the cast. Folks, we appreciate all your mail, and until we see you again, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet George Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.